Despite facing the obstacles from the start of 2021, it has been an exciting and successful year so far for startups. Investors have continued to become more interested in small and medium-sized startups in the tech and innovative sectors. So, what exactly gives a company unicorn status? When a venture capital company's net worth reaches the billion US dollar mark, they are called a unicorn company. Eileen Lee, the founder of Cowboy VC, was the first to coin the term unicorn to companies that have achieved the billion-dollar mark. Over the last 6 years, the number of unicorn companies has increased year on year. In 2016, there were only 23 companies that achieved unicorn status. In 2018, 122 companies accomplished this goal, and in the best year so far, 2021 had over 186 companies reach unicorn status. A recent study has shown that most of the companies that have achieved unicorn status are software companies, and the rest are either hardware or product and service companies. There are now 31 active unicorns headquartered in the UK, and 10 have exited the private market since achieving unicorn status. In 2021, some UK-based companies that became unicorns are Starling Bank, OnlyFans, and Touchlight Genetics. Despite facing the obstacles from the start of 2021, it has been an exciting and successful year so far for startups. Investors have continued to become more interested in small and medium-sized startups in the tech and innovative sectors. So, what exactly gives a company unicorn status? When a venture capital company's net worth reaches the billion US dollar mark, they are called a unicorn company. Eileen Lee, the founder of Cowboy VC, was the first to coin the term unicorn to companies that have achieved the billion-dollar mark. Over the last 6 years, the number of unicorn companies has increased year on year. In 2016, there were only 23 companies that achieved unicorn status. In 2018, 122 companies accomplished this goal, and in the best year so far, 2021 had over 186 companies reach unicorn status. A recent study has shown that most of the companies that have achieved unicorn status are software companies, and the rest are either hardware or product and service companies. There are now 31 active unicorns headquartered in the UK, and 10 have exited the private market since achieving unicorn status. In 2021, some UK-based companies that became unicorns are Starling Bank, OnlyFans, and Touchlight Genetics. Despite facing the obstacles from the start of 2021, it has been an exciting and successful year so far for startups. Investors have continued to become more interested in small and medium-sized startups in the tech and innovative sectors. So, what exactly gives a company unicorn status? When a venture capital company's net worth reaches the billion US dollar mark, they are called a unicorn company. Eileen Lee, the founder of Cowboy VC, was the first to coin the term unicorn to companies that have achieved the billion-dollar mark. Over the last 6 years, the number of unicorn companies has increased year on year. In 2016, there were only 23 companies that achieved unicorn status. In 2018, 122 companies accomplished this goal, and in the best year so far, 2021 had over 186 companies reach unicorn status. A recent study has shown that most of the companies that have achieved unicorn status are software companies, and the rest are either hardware or product and service companies. There are now 31 active unicorns headquartered in the UK, and 10 have exited the private market since achieving unicorn status. In 2021, some UK-based companies that became unicorns are Starling Bank, OnlyFans, and Touchlight Genetics. First up, we have Thought Machine, which is a next-generation core banking platform. Thought Machine was created in 2014 by Paul Taylor. The company made a cloud-based technology that powers the new generation of services on behalf of both old and new banks. Banks can configure the software solution to provide any product, user experience, operating model, or data analysis capability. They have done this by deploying Vault, which has been created purposefully as a cloud-native platform, and it does not contain any legacy or pre-cloud technology. In addition, Vault has been written entirely in-house at Thought Machine, and so the whole system integrates smoothly as the result of a single coherent design. Thought Machine was initially valued at $143 million at the time of its Series A round in 2014, and is currently believed to be worth between $220 million and $320 million, giving it a real potential to become a unicorn in the next few years. Next up, we have Triple Dot Studios, which is a mobile gaming company. Triple Dot was founded back in 2017 when three friends decided to join forces and create a new kind of game studio. Triple Dot is a fast-growing studio led by a team of industry veterans from some of the biggest names in mobile games. Their mission is to bring the knowledge and experience of a chart-topping mobile games company into a close-knit collaborative environment. The teams drive projects together from conception to launch in an indie-style process combining creativity and data to make games that everyone can enjoy. In April 2021, Triple Dot Studios said it has almost hit the value of $500 million. I suggest you keep an eye on this startup that is in the running to become a unicorn in the next few years. Welcome to today's TBT On Air podcast. In this podcast, we are going to look at some of the potential unicorn companies within the UK and what it takes to become one. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe to our channel on Spotify and connect with us on LinkedIn. Next up, we have Triple Dot Studios, which is a mobile gaming company. Triple Dot was founded back in 2017 when three friends decided to join forces and create a new kind of game studio. Triple Dot is a fast-growing studio led by a team of industry veterans from some of the biggest names in mobile games. Their mission is to bring the knowledge and experience of a chart-topping mobile games company into a close-knit collaborative environment. The teams drive projects together from conception to launch in an indie-style process combining creativity and data to make games that everyone can enjoy. In April 2021, Triple Dot Studios said it has almost hit the value of $500 million. I suggest you keep an eye on this startup that is in the running to become a unicorn in the next few years. To find out what it takes to become a unicorn in this day and age, Emily Bauer interviewed many leads and founders who have already become unicorns. Emily pulled some of the key nuggets from these interviews and wrote an article to show what unicorns have done to get to where they are. Here are some of the key points from her article. Unicorn companies offer a simple solution to an already existing problem. Even if they are not the first to the market, they have a distinct position in the market. Unicorns have the right people, skills, tools, and data to make great ideas happen. Investors will want to see that the company is serious about pursuing the idea, whether they have funding or not. Unicorns are often thought of as companies that come out of nowhere and grow fast, but that doesn't mean the founders achieved success overnight. They've likely been working towards this milestone in some form or another for a very long time. To drive unicorn level growth, your product needs to have mass appeal. You can't scale if you can't capture a larger market, which is why it's so important to optimize for the casual user if you're serious about driving growth. No rule says you need to be widely profitable to become a unicorn. The key is to find the right balance between incoming cash flow and what you reinvest in your business. Instead of growing your margins to impress investors with fast ROI, focus on perfecting your product. If you want to be a unicorn, you need to act like one from the start. Create a strong foundation that can support rapid growth so that when things do take off, you can scale with confidence that your business and team can keep up the pace.